The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 10th, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
But this boy hears very nicely. He does not cry. The first impression he gave to our godbrother, Christ shall make him decide. This is very wise, he said. I did not follow him in the beginning. So I, philosophically speaking, and I was a new boy, I could not follow him. But actually, I was so much glad to hear this. That was my qualification, whatever you may say. I was simply asking, and I'll sit down and go on hearing. I understand and not understand. Others in this first, I am not this. That is my first. There is first one instance. At that time I was not initiated. There was a circumambulation of whole Vrindavan. So, although I was not initiated, I was one of the important members from there. So I thought, let me go. What these people are doing, such a wonderful thing all over Vrindavan. So I went to Mathura. Then I went to the Vrindavan interior. Its place was known as Kosi. So, in that Kosi, one of my godbrothers declared that Prabhupada is going tomorrow back to Mathura. So he will speak this evening. So anyone who wants to hear him, they can stay. And others may prepare to Hold on.
Two people just came.
Ah, hold on.
One is downstairs.
Yes? So they were to go to see some other temple, which is called Sesai Temple. So, although I was new man, I did not like to go to see the Sesai Temple. I decided that I shall hear. So at that time, I was new, so all other, some of my important god brothers, they were sitting like this. I was sitting. At last, I said. But he knew that this boy is new. Everyone has gone, all others, except a few selected god brothers. So he marked it. That this man is interested to hearing. So hearing is very important. Hearing, that's like Arjuna heard from Krishna. Because I was serious of hearing, and therefore now I am serious about Kirtanam means speaking or preaching. Do you follow what I say? So one who is serious about hearing, he can become a future, nice preacher. Savanam Kirtanam, next stage is development. That is development. If one has actually heard nicely, then he will speak nicely. Savanam Kirtanam, Smaranam. Then his consciousness will automatically develop. Because when you speak or you hear, unless your mind is concentrated, your consciousness is right, you cannot rightly hear or speak. Savanam Kirtanam Smaranam. In Parasivana, learn the development, how I shall serve Krishna. Krishna is so loving, Krishna is so great, that automatically comes. Not silent, but activity. Parasivana means that activity begins immediately. In this way, last item in Sarvatma Sapana. Sarvatma, Atma Samastana, Sarvatma Samastana. Bali Maharaj was there. Giving, 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 giving. Then when Bhavandeva asked, now Bali Maharaj, you have lost everything. Still I have got another leg, another foot to place. Yes, there is something. It is my head. Come on. So everything. I said, and Lord Bhavan there. Yes. You have now purchased me. You have now purchased me. So I said, man, your Dorva here standing always to give you protection. So Krishna became purchased by him. And he remained his doorman. It must Dara. Dari. Dari means doorman. So by serving Krishna, nobody is loser, he is gainer. He's gainer. Permanently, eternally. We do not know what is the value of that gain now. Because we are materially covered with things. Service means just like service in this world. This service is maya. Nobody will be satisfied. Nobody. He cannot satisfy. Neither he will be satisfied. The best example is in your country. That your President, Mr. Kennedy, he gave you the best service, and the result was that you killed him. You are, some of your members killed him. That means his service was not appreciated. Although he gave his best service. Similarly, in the material world, whatever service you render, that is spoiling time. But if you render service to Krishna, you will be satisfied, Krishna will be satisfied, and as Krishna will be satisfied, everyone will be satisfied. So, get to this Krishna consciousness, service, by hearing, by speaking, by remembering, by giving active service, by worshipping, by making friendship, and after all, everything for Krishna. That is for Krishna. Now, these new boys have come. Let them question and he shall answer. That will be nice. You have heard something about Krishna consciousness. So, what wrong with you?
Version of something. Version of somebody's tickets.
You have sent the ticket?
Money.
So engage all yourself in the service of Krishna. It is very pleasing. And what is called encouraging, enlivening. After too much material enjoyment, the next stage is frustration. That stage is coming to your country. Therefore, the boys are becoming hippies. After too much material enjoyment, the next stage is that is natural. There is a good example in our country. One Mr. Siya Das, he is a great leader next to Gandhi, important political leader. So he was on the topmost of, he was lawyer, barrister. He was earning $50,000 a month. Very rich man, and he was making charity, and he was spending license. The drunkard number one, woman hunter number one, and everything, because he had money, he could enjoy everything. But he was not happy. So one day he was sitting with his wife, just lying in the street, he was looking over. So his wife asked him, his name was Chittaranjan. Chittaranjan, you are earning so much, you are spending. People are very much fond of you, you are a great leader. Why you always remain morose? What do you want to be? You have got now everything. So at that time, one mendicant, a sannyasi, was passing. The Chittaranjan said, I want to be like him, then I will. I don't want to enjoy, I'm going to beg, to be bigger like. So that time is coming to your country. So these hippies are frustrating. They are giving up everything. You can study the psychic movement. They are not satisfied. That is the main thing. That is natural. To accept adversity voluntarily. Adversity. So this is the frustration. But before reaching to that point of frustration, if you take to Krishna consciousness, then he reach the real standard of happiness. Because everything belongs to Krishna. I shall give you another example. Suppose you have stolen something from somebody's house or somebody, some friend. You know, you'll not be happy even possessing that thing, stolen property. But if someday you become to return that thing to that friend, you'll be happy. What do you think? I agree. Then he feels relieved. Therefore, the real thing is that everything belongs to Krishna. We are artificially enjoying the stolen property. Therefore, if you go on enjoying like that, then this frustration will come. But before coming to that frustration, if we return this property to Krishna, then it will. The best thing is to return everything to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And he will not be loser, he will be gainer, just like Goluma. Actually, if you think, everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to you. This is Maya. Krishna's property, you are thinking mine. Is this land of America belongs to you actually? It is stolen power. You have stolen from the Red Indians or from Krishna. Everyone is, not you, everyone. Somebody is claiming this much my property, somebody is claiming this much my property, but this much or that much. Everything belongs to Krishna, it is stolen property. There is another example in Indian word. Jo heera chori kiya obhi chor, jo khira chori kiya obhi chor. Heera means diamond. And khira means, what is that called? Cucumber? Small? So if somebody has stolen a cucumber from other tree, so he is captured. And another man has stolen some diamond, he is also arrested. But from the police, both are thieves. If the man says, oh, what I have stolen little cucumber, this nothing worth, not even 2 cents or 1 cent. Why you are asking? He says he has stolen big diamond. No. In the eyes of law, he is also thief. Everyone is thief. Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness is thief. He'll not be happy. The best thing is to return whatever he has possessed. Krishna, it is yours. Take it. Then it's business. Manasa deha deha jo kichu mora deha bhakti attack is song. Now, everything you possess in mind, actually you don't possess. Suppose I am possessing all this. As soon as I go from this body, all possession will remain here. I will not take anything. So I don't possess, but in mind I am thinking, oh, this is mine, this is mine, where is another box, why it is not coming out? And possessing mine. If I leave this body, either the box here or in the Chicago or anywhere else, what is the difference? There is no difference. But because I am possessing in the mind, that box is mine. So I am asking whether it is Chicago or it is here or it is there, why it is not found? So possession in the mind. Actually you don't possess. Manasa dehaja. So by that supposingly possessing, we have got our mind, we have got our body, then expansion of body, wife, land, family, society, country. In this way, we possess so many things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, manasa dehagyo jo kichu. Now, whatever I possess, either in the mind or in the family or in the society or in the body, whatever I have got, I surrender into my dear Krishna. Manasa deha deha jyoti. Atpinu tuva pade nanda kisara. Nanda kisara odhita nam. Nanda, I give you unto you. Maravi rakavi jahi chakva. Now whatever you like and do, either you kill me or you protect me as you like, you are the proprietor, you have right to do anything. This is the This is full Krishna consciousness. Now that is not possible immediately, therefore we have to practice. Sadatadohavabhavita. And if we die in that Krishna consciousness, in the particular type of consciousness, when one gives us this body, then he can start into that position next time. So, in this way, Krishna consciousness, if we are able, sadātadvābhava, by practicing always, constantly, that situation of consciousness, then next life, after giving up. Next life, next life, this life also. One person who is in always Krishna's service, this life or that life, he is Krishna. He is Krishna. Any person who is in Krishna consciousness is always Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. I may not understand, but Krishna is everywhere. So you American boys and girls, you should get to this Krishna consciousness. You'll be happy. Your position is to take up, because you are on the top of the material happiness. Now you take it, you will be saved. Otherwise, the frustration is coming. That will come. Just like Shyardas, he out of that frustration, he gave up everything. He sacrificed his life for political. And what is the value of that sacrifice? He may become a great man of your country and the estimation. Or your people, but not in the estimation of Krishna. You may become a great man in the estimation of your country, but in others' estimation, your enemy, this man is just done. Our enemy is finished, let's punish. So there is another side, there is imperfection. Not everybody is satisfied by your service. But if you serve Krishna, everybody is satisfied. If you chant Hare Krishna and dance, nobody will be satisfied. At least there is God. They are just saying the paper. The boys are very nice. You see something? Instead of not very sympathetic, they are remarking, ah, these boys are very nice. So at least people will appreciate, these boys are, these Krishna conscious men are very nice. They do not smoke, they do not drink, they have no illicit sex life, they do not kill or satisfy the tongue, they are satisfied with natural food, and their behavior is very good. We'll deny it. And the other assets, they cannot estimate how much he is in contact with Krishna, the Supreme, that they are no estimating power. That is, they will appreciate these external people. One clergyman, I was going to Hawaii, was talking with me. He said, Swamiji, I think you are disciples have a very nice face, glowing face. And yes, certainly, they must see. They are making spiritual progress. So it is not difficult. It is very easy. If you get to this, you have everything sublime, and your life becomes sublime. You haven't got to give up anything. The material needs are there, eating, sleeping, messing, and defending. That is not vitala, but adjusted for Krishna consciousness. We cannot allow eating, mating like animals, cats and dogs. No. That is not possible. We'll eat, we'll mate, but just like human beings, civilized man. Then what is the distinction between animal and man? If you behave like animals, Krishna, God, is pure. If you keep yourself in pure condition of life, then how you can make progress towards purity, highest perfection, purity? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. The 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is accepting Krishna. That you are the purest of all. If you are going to reach the purest of all, how can you remain impure? But this tapasya, this voluntary restraint means tapasya. Tapasya, there is a word, Sanskrit word, tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily restraining or accepting some suffering condition. That is not actually suffering condition, just like a patient. The doctor says you cannot take it. So he has the desire to take it, but doctor says that he cannot take it. Therefore he mentally thinks that doctor has restricted suffering. Actually he is curing, but he thinks that I am suffering. And when he is cured, he says, oh, doctor is a good friend, he told me. Nothing does in this. Now I have done it, I am not cured. So tapasya means voluntarily one has to accept some so-called suffering that is required to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Voluntarily acceptance some so-called suffering. Tapa vidyam. That suffering is for transcendental realization. That is good. Suppose the jam, jina, satya, subdhet. Subdhet means your existence will be purified. And existence purified means you advance to realize unlimited happiness. What is the disease? Disease means there is limitation of eating, limitation of sleeping, everything is limited. Limitation of making. A diseased man cannot have sex life unlimitedly or whatever. There is restriction. A tuberculous person is completely restricted. He cannot have sex life. So that restriction is for curing him. And the cure means he enjoys whatever he thinks, enjoyment, there is unlimited. Yasmad brahma sukham anantam, brahma sukham, eternal happiness, unending happiness. So, for acquiring unending, eternal happiness, if you have to accept some voluntary suffering in this life, everyone should do that. So, if you ask, you can ask some questions. Adu Gudbhasams Sadharma Pricha. If you go to a person, superior or spiritual master, then you should ask, you should be inquisitive for better understanding. You should be inquisitive for better understanding. For dharma pichha, jigyasu, Jigyasa means inquisitive. Jigyasa Sriya Uttamam. Inquisitive for higher happy life. Inquisitive. So what is your inquisitiveness? Christ is Krishna consciousness, that's all. You become like Christ, Krishna consciousness. Don't you understand Christ, that he is fully Krishna consciousness? You don't understand it? Then you become like Christ, fully Krishna consciousness.
What does
Vaidya Mangala mean? That is not a very good question. Vaidya Mangala, we have explained when I initiated. Madhu Mangala was one of the friends of Krishna. Yes. Friendship, there is also, there are five kinds of relationship. That's why God is great. That is simply feeling the greatness of God. Then when he feels exactly how God is great, then naturally there will be an inclination to serve God. That is called servitude. First, neutrality, estimation, that is called santaras, neutral, no activity, but simply appreciate. God is great. Simply appreciate. And then servitude. When the appreciation is complete, why not serve God? He is so great. He is giving us so many things. Let me return something. Let me do some service. Service. That is further development of the appreciation of the greatness of God. And the further development is friends. Friends means service means I ask you, please give me a glass of water, give me. And friendship means you are thinking, how my friend is. Now he may be wanting a glass of water. But before asking me, if you give me, I think he may require a glass of water. That is friendship. Friendship means feeling friend's welfare always. Suhit. Fencing is not simply of chatting. Fencing is thinking how my friend will be happy. This is fencing. And this, when that fencing when father develops, there is parenthood. Just like parents, they have no other consideration. They want to see how my child will be happy. All of and further development is conjugal love. Just like man and woman, male and female, that love. That love includes everything. That appreciation of greatness, that attitude of servant, the friendship, the maternal love, and further offering everything for the lover. That is most perfectional stage of love. In this way we have got five kinds of direct relationship, and there are seven kinds of indirect relationship. There is not on the platform of love, that is, on the platform of enemies, just like Kamsa. Kamsa was thinking of Krishna as enemy. So he was also Krishna Kamsa, just thinking of how to kill Krishna. So that is also Krishna consciousness, but indirectly. So there are indirect semi-rasas, ghastly, inimical, and sometimes being Krishna, one lust, desired, in so many ways there are many indirect. Without relationship, nobody can remain. The seven kinds of relationship are indirect. And five kinds of relationship is direct. So we want to be situated in the direct relationship.
All of the conditioned souls are in an indirect relationship.
Yes.
Everyone is in
it. Yes. There must be some relationship. Without relationship one cannot exist, because he is part and parcel. It's like persons in the prison house. They are not out of government. There is relationship with the government. But that is indirect. The criminalists do not appreciate the service of the government. Government is bothered about their existence. Some exactly, instead of receiving some service from him to the state has got to spend unnecessarily for him. That is botheration. So those who are in indirect relationship with Krishna, they are botheration. They are simply giving trouble to Krishna. But there is relationship.
Is a humorous and direct or indirect?
Humor? Humor is practically in every direct relationship. And indirect also, there is humor. I'm thinking of you as any, that is also another type of humor. Yes.
The five direct rasas take place between jiva souls also?
Everything for jiva souls. All relationships. Krishna is one, the Supreme. And all the jiva souls are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, the eternal relationship is there. Now they are exhibited in these 12 kinds of humor, either directly or indirectly. Jiva soul, part and parcel cannot be separated from the Supreme. The sun and the light, electric bulb and the diffusion of light, they cannot be separated. That is, this portion is covered, it appears in darkness. So when it is covered, that is called Maya. And he thinks that I have no relationship with God, or I am God, there is no God, this is Maya. It is covered. He cannot see. So he has to be treated by this Krishna consciousness treatment, and the Maya will be separated, and he will see, yes, I am part and parcel of Krishna. Then he comes to the direct relationship. Anyone, so-called, spiritualist or transcendentalist, if he is claiming that there is no God, I am God, there is hardness, these are all disturbing. Different symptoms of this disease of Maya. This is it. How one can think of that he is God? That means he does not know what is God. If I say, yeah, that I am President Nixon, will you accept it? Will you accept? any one of you, if I say that I am President Nixon, will you accept? Why? 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 Why you do not accept me? I say I am President Nixon. Why do not accept? Why? No, that means you are not rascal. You are saying that you do not accept me. I say that. That is one thing. At least you are not insane. So if I say God and you accept, then how much insane you are? Just try to understand. How much insanity is there? One who is claiming that I am God and one is accepting that he is God. This is insanity.
One
is that a different thing. You are not one with President Nixon? Then who? Are you a President Nixon? That's all right. He's American, he's a human being in so many qualities, you are one. But you cannot claim for that you are President Nixon. You should understand in that way. In so many respect qualities, you are one with God. But that does not mean you are God. God is one. That means you have no complete understanding. That's like, in spite of your becoming American and human being, you deny to identify yourself with President Nixon because you have full knowledge of President Nixon and yourself. And as soon as you say, I am God, that means you have no full knowledge of God. You are insane. You do not know what is God. That very thing immediately asserts that you are unknown factor about God. God is said great, but you are saying that greatness, that means you do not know how great He is. A tiny factor you are saying that I am God, without having that greatness. That means insane. The same way, if you claim that I am President Nixon, that is insanity. Similarly, God, how great He is, how much greater than President Nixon, He denies to become one with President Nixon and you accept to be one with God, how much insane you are. Just try to understand. Yes.
How many arms does not
learn
machine data?
Unless it's a no, letter. None.
So read in Bhagavad Gita that he who knows the self is not reaction nor causes action to be done. So, what is this soul's, the spirit soul's relationship to actions to form both the material consciousness and the spiritual and the Krishna consciousness?
Material consciousness means forgetting God. When one forgets God, that is material consciousness. Material consciousness is called Maya. Actually, one should not forget. But if he forgets somehow or other, that is material consciousness. Naturally, nobody forgets his father and mother. But if somehow or other he forgets, that is a special circumstances, and that is called Maya. Illusion. Just like any one of you who are existing You must have a father and mother. That is a fact. Without father and mother, your existence cannot be. Now, if you cannot say who is your father and mother, if you do not know, this forgetfulness, this is called Maya. Actually, it should not happen. But somehow or other, if you are asked who is your parents, you cannot say. This is called Maya. But there must be some father and mother. Without father and mother, there cannot be your existence. You cannot deny that. You cannot say, oh, I am no father and mother. That is not possible. You may not know who is your father and mother. That is different. But you cannot say, oh, I have no father and mother. So this denial that I don't believe in God is existence like that, one who has forgotten his father and mother. And that is Maya. And that is material consciousness. So denying God in different way. There is no God, that is also denial. I don't believe in God, that is also denial. God there is impersonal, void. Anyway, whatever you say in that way, that is all insanity, Maya. Maya means insanity. Another meaning of Maya means insanity. Just like when a man becomes insane, that is false. It is expected that he should not be insane. By treatment he is brought again to his original consciousness. Similarly, Maya means insanity, forgetfulness of God. And by Krishna consciousness treatment he comes to the original consciousness, he becomes a cured man. Actually, Maya means it has no existence. Maya has no existence. But sometimes it is there. Just like the sky is covered. This covering is not reality. The reality is the sky, clear sky. But somehow it is now covered. You cannot see the clear sky. But there is temporary illusion. Now if I see the cloud only, and if I saw there is no sun, there is no illumination, or there is no clear sky, that is insanity. Because I cannot see under certain circumstances, I deny it, and that is my insanity. Therefore you have to approach your man who knows that there is sunlight, there is sun, there is clear sky. If you go, you require all this education. Knowledge. By knowledge, one transcends Maya or material existence. What is the difference between ordinary man and Krishna conscious man? They are also living in this world, in this apartment. Everything is being utilized by others. We are also eating, sleeping also. But what is the difference? So our difference is that we accept that everything belongs to Krishna, others do not. That's all. That is Maya. Everything actually belongs to Krishna, he does not know. He thinks it belongs to me, or this is my nation, this is my country, this is that, so many things. It's manifest. And we know the simple truth that everything belongs to Krishna. So let everything be offered to Krishna. Yeah.
So we understand that under material consciousness, the living entity is being forced to act.
Yes.
Its actions are quite automatic under the laws of material nature.
Yes. No, action is there. Because you are a living entity, you are active.
Yes, but they're being dictated.
Yes. Just like a man in fever is talking nonsense.
Yeah.
So that is due to fever.
In Krishna consciousness, Are the actions of the jiva similarly controlled by Krishna's superior energy?
Yes, certainly.
But everything is being controlled ultimately by Krishna.
Yes.
Either by his interior energy or his superior energy. So his
Never, never, never. That is his insanity, another. As soon as he thinks that I'm independent, that is another insanity. He's under control. Just like the same man, he thinks, I don't care for state law. He's insane. He'll be forced to accept state laws in the prison house by the police. But he thinks, he's slapped by the police. He says, I'm independent. Go on, sir. He's insane. Is it not insanity? The police slaps him and he says, I'm independent. Do you think? Independence? That sort of independence you are having. You are kissed by my harlot and you are thinking independent. This is insanity. He does not think, why am I independent? I am servant of my senses. I cannot remain enjoying senses for an hour and I am thinking independent. That means insane. He cannot think properly. Where is his independence? Cannot be independent. He is born dependent. Because part and parcel of God. His constitution, position is dependent. That's a child. The child declares independence. What is the meaning of that independence? Danger, that's all. Simply inviting dangers. The child wants, I don't care for my parents, I shall cross the over, I shall go everywhere. So if he's allowed to do that, that means he's simply inviting dangers. And if he remains under the protection of the parents, he's always safe. So these living entities declaring independence means he's insane. Different times of insanity. He cannot be independent. Let him think very deeply that he cannot be independent. He is thinking independent of God, but he is just dependent on his sense pleasure, that's all. On some intoxication. Voluntarily accept dependence of something, maya. That's all. Who is independent? Is there anyone independent? Nobody is independent. To think of independence is maya. The best thing is that I am dependent, let me remain dependent and properly. Then I am protected. That is the thing. See, your question is answered. Material consciousness means thinking falsely independent. That is material consciousness. Falsely. He is not independent, but he is thinking falsely. This is just like in dream, he's falsely thinking there is a tiger. There is no tiger. But he's actuated by this false impression. Oh, tiger is eating me, attack me, save me. So this material existence means, because he's insane, he is thinking there are so many problems. The tiger is there, he's attacking me, he's there, there are so many enemies, creating so many things. But they're all false. But he's attacked by that false hallucination. That's all. This is maya. Everyone is thinking, oh, there are so many problems I have to solve, I have to make these, my, that, these, so many. But he has no problem. He has no problem. His only problem is to, how to accept Krishna. That's all. And Krishna is so kind, he says, yes, he accepts me. Simply chant Krishna, yeah, I'm here. That's all. But my, I'm so misfortunate that he's going to chant it. All problems solved simply by chanting Krishna. Ita Adishita Bhagipa Bhagavan Jaitana Mahabhati Krishna. Krishna, you are so kind that you have come to me in the sound vibration. Lord Krishna, I can very easily chant and remain with me, that I am so misfortunate, that I have no attraction even for you. You say, people, you chant Krishna, you get everything, they will not believe. If you say, you pray to your Lord, you pay me $50, I give some nice mantra and deep that, you make your head like this, leg like this, you say, I get something. So, and this time he says, simply chant Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya was a etadasi. Tavurkipa Bhagavan Mamavi Buddha Yuva. But I am so unfortunate that you have become so easily available in this age. But I am so unfortunate, I cannot accept. That the Krishna consciousness is so easily being distributed, but they are so unfortunate, they cannot accept. Just see. And you give them bluff, you cheat them, they will, oh yes, yeah, welcome, yes. They welcome it. And cheaters are always ready, huh? There are so many customers are being cheated. Let me take advantage of it. So my Guru Maharaj used to say, this world is the society of cheaters and cheated. The members are, somebody are cheating and somebody are cheated. The association of cheaters and cheated. So we want to save them from this society of cheaters and cheated. When one is a professional, there may be something wrong. That doesn't matter. But you try to discharge your duties rightly, whatever you are prescribed to do. Then everything will come to be right, fine. Your only business is to follow the four principles of regulatory way of life and chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. So there may be sometimes mistakes. That will be corrected automatically.